Hare Krishna. What is your name? Have you distributed books before?
Yes.
Here in Chicago? You like? Month of Sangatam Festival. You live outside the community? Oh, this your wife? Very good. How many devotees do the monthly MSF? Oh, yeah. It gets cold, then. You've done books also? A little bit? Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh? Yeah, all right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. How many of you are receiving I have a e-newsletter on book distribution. No? You? So, if anybody wants, you can put your email. Just put your email, and make sure it's very clear. Just take the paper. You know, just pass it around. Make sure it's very clear. Otherwise, I won't be able to read it. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare. Gopi Janna Valabha Girivana Dari. Gopi Janna Valabha Girivana Dari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamanathira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hare. Jaya is divine upon the monks of Prabhupada Jagacharya. Ask the Joseph Rishi Shimad, his divine grace, Sila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sila Prabhupada Ki. All glory to some devotees. All glory to some devotees. All glory to some devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Yanata Vananda Sya Giranjana Salakaya Chakshma Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mukum Kuru Dabha Chalam Pungan Long Hai Te Grim Yat Ki Pata Raham Vande Sri Gurum Jena Dharam Vancha Gapati Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyaya Vajapati Nanam Bhavani Vyasya Vyaya Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vaiti Gadarhar Sivasati Gaur Bhakti Vandiki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Samakam Nalakun Giri Gopuran Ki Jaya Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I thought we would discuss the basics, since many of you are new. I thought we'd discuss about the do's and don'ts, thank you, of book distribution. So the first do, we should all do, actually in all circumstances, is always remember Krishna. Actually, book distribution is all about praying to Krishna. Because as you, how many of you have distributed books? Okay, everyone. It can be a little tough sometimes, huh? That's good though. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that if one does not perform austerity, one cannot be happy on this planet or in this life. What to speak of the next life? Can we have maybe have this door closed or something? So, austerity is good. It's very cleansing. Even Lord Rishabhdev says, Nayam deho deha bhajam naloke kustam kaman arhate vidbhujamye. He says that persons who have accepted material bodies, the persons who have accepted the human form of life, they shouldn't waste their time in engaging in the activities of the animals. What do the animals do? Eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Right? So if that's the humans, that's all that the human beings are doing, then like Prabhupada said, they're like polished animals. So the purpose of the human form of life is to engage in austerity, to get purified. And then we get Brahmasaukyam Twanantam. That means unending happiness. We all want unending happiness, right? So, you know, the happiness in the mode of goodness, it's a little bitter in the beginning. And then? Nectar. Sweet in the end. Material happiness, just like nectar in the beginning, then? Huh? Poison. Yeah. So it's a little bitter in the beginning. So that means it's good. That's good. That means we're getting purified. So it's a little difficult, so we pray to to Krishna. Actually, there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You all might want to take note of this, whoever has a pen. Prabhupada says this verse is the guide for all devotees. 10:14:8. There's no other verse where Prabhupada said this is the guide for all devotees. 10:14:8. Tatenu kampang susamik samano bunjana ivapakam chupakam hridvagapur vivarid hum namaste jivete yo mukti pade sadoyava. This is Lord Brahma, and he's saying to Krishna, this is after he had played some trick on Krishna, testing Krishna. He stole the cowherd boys and the calves. But then he went back and they're still there. And then they manifest four-armed Vishnu forms. And then he thought, I'm in trouble now. So he offered beautiful prayers to Krishna. And one of them is this one, in where he says to Krishna, always seeking your compassion, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to my own past activities, and always serving you with mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. Did you get all that? Well, it's a little hard to write down. It's a long verse, actually. That's why you have the verse written down. Find it later. But the idea, the gist of it is, whenever we're suffering, we feel that it's something I did. That's why I'm suffering. It's karma. Yeah. So maybe I offended some devotee, or maybe I wasn't hearing my rounds, attentively. Does that ever happen? You ever had that experience? Yeah. Inattentive job. Hare Krishna, thank you. So, whenever there's some difficulty, a devotee, he thinks, maybe there's something I did. I'm getting this reaction. So this is how a devotee never blames anybody. Yeah, I remember I was on Sankirtan, and one devotee, he was distributing books, and he kind of said, he was speaking up, kind of speaking to Krishna. So Krishna, I did all the sadhana this morning, I chanted good rounds, got up early. I did my part. Now, you're not doing your part. Yeah. You're not doing your part, Krishna. He's kind of complaining. Krishna, I did my part. You got to do your part now. Come on. But Krishna's independent. Svarat. Of course, he says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. But still, he's not bound. Generally, that's the thing. But he's Svara. So sometimes we go through difficulty just to get some purification. We need that. So it's good. So we shouldn't blame the spot or blame Krishna or blame someone. No, a devotee is always introspective. Maybe there's something I did by which I'm... Actually, the reality is, whenever we're feeling any suffering, it's due to something I did. So this is humility. It's very important. Humility is very important on book distribution. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when will I, with a humble heart, go out to spread the holy name of Krishna? So humility is very important. And Srila Prabhupada, he also wrote a letter to sannyasis, if you're not humble and you're not tolerant, you will not be able to preach Krishna consciousness. So humility, tolerance, very important qualities. And when we're on book distribution, we develop these qualities if you want to continue. I remember I was distributing books once in Miami airport, and one businessman came, and he got right to my face, and he just started shouting, this is just a cult, you're cheating the people, just nonsense, just letting, I just thought, let me just let him blow off his steam, and then he'll go. So I didn't flinch, I just stood there and let him scream. And then he left. And one Indian man came by about a minute later. He must have seen it. He said, "That was amazing." And he gave a donation. Yeah. He appreciated the tolerance. So people appreciate that. Yeah. So to be tolerant, to be humble, compassionate, pray for compassion. To be compassionate is not easy because we're all born in this world. Icha dvesa samudvena dvandamohena bharata. Krishna says that everyone is born into delusion, bewildered by the dualities arising of desire and hate. Everyone's born envy. And envy is completely opposite of compassion. But if we're tolerant, then we can become compassionate. If we're not tolerant, there's no way compassion can come out. Therefore, tatikshiva karunika surda sarvadeya ajata satvata santa sadhava sadhabhusha. The first thing is tolerance. Then, compassion. Then we can be a friend. Surda sarvabhusha, a friend to all living entities. So we can pray to Krishna, "Please, Krishna, help me to be an instrument in your hands. Please don't let me get in the way of your mercy being distributed." Sometimes our attachments, our false ego, can get in the way. Srila Prabhupada said there's two things that go very deep in the heart. One is attachment to the results. And Krishna mentions it quite a bit in the Bhagavad Gita. I looked it up. I went through the whole Gita just to find out how many times. 61 times Krishna mentions attachment to the result. So, of course, we want people to take books. So we're attached to that. But we should be detached, knowing that Krishna's in control. We try our best, knowing that Krishna's in control. This means we have an enthusiasm, determination, and patience. See, if you're enthusiastic, but you're not patient, then it becomes passionate. You become passionate. Yeah. But if you're enthusiastic and you're patient, the mode of goodness. Very enthusiastic, but knowing Krishna's in control. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. Therefore, there's one verse that I sometimes chant like japa on book distribution. 1323, if you're interested. Upadrishtana manta cha bharta bhokta maheshvara paramat meti cha pyukto dehesmin purushapara. That within this body, there's another transcendental enjoyer. He is the Lord. He is the supreme proprietor. He is the overseer and the permitter. Very important. He is the overseer. He's watching us. He likes what we're doing too. And he's the permitter. Nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. But when Krishna sees our sincerity, then he reciprocates. Even there's one statement in a purport, Krishna, or Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna, upon seeing the sincere endeavor of his devotee to spread Krishna consciousness, inspires the non-devotees from within to accept. So this is the main reason that we had the Hare Krishna explosion in the 70s, because Prabhupada had a very sincere desire to give Krishna to others. And Krishna reciprocated. He sent people, wonderful people, to help Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness. So sincerity is very important, and that comes from good sadhana. We heard from Kalakanta that our day begins the night before. Taking rest early is really good. If you want to have good sadhana. and then get up early and chant your rounds and read Prabhupada's books, and then this helps you become very healthy spiritually. So always remember, Krishna, distribute books. This is number two, to distribute books on the merit of the book. Srila Prabhupada, he wanted pictures in the books because people are attracted to art. And we have nice art that has nice messages in them that people are attracted. Sometimes people buy the books from me just because of the art. Yeah. The art is so nice. Yeah. So there's a reason why he put the pictures in there. I see a lot of devotees, they don't even show the pictures. That's good to show the pictures, explain the pictures a little bit. You know, we've seen the changing bodies so many times, but sometimes when people see that, they're like, wow, look at that. Yeah. It's the first time they see it, it's like, it's interesting. Yeah. What to speak of the horses, the five senses and the horses, well, people love that. I distributed a book to a student at a university, and I go to the universities every year. So I distributed one to one student, and next year I saw him, and he said, you know that picture of the five horses? I said, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I cut that out of the book, and I pasted it up next to my bed on the wall. So when I wake up in the morning, I understand, all right, this is the situation. So they love this. The people love this art. So, good. I'll tell you when you're distributing Bhagavad Gita, I'll tell you something that I say about the Gita. If you explain it nicely, people really love it. You know? I tell them that the five senses, they represent the horses, right? The driver is the intelligence. The reins is the mind. The intelligence is the driver, the chariot is the body, and the passenger is the soul. And the soul is saying, well, slow down, chill out, slow down, take it easy. People love that example. They love it. You explain that picture nicely, and people will buy the book just for that picture. So, yeah, on the merit of the book, there's things that we can say. There's nice things that we can say about the books. Yeah. If we read the books, then we could find nice little statements that we can repeat while we're on book distribution. So to be friendly, tolerant, and we've already mentioned tolerant and compassionate. There's a verse, yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya. Krishna says in the Gita that one who works with in devotion, who controls the senses and mind, is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him. So to work in devotion for Krishna, we have to control our senses, control our mind. And then we can be a friend to everyone. So, it's our motto on book distribution is everybody walks away with a good impression. So to be very friendly to people. A nice example of, there was one devotee distributing books in the bus station in New York City. Back in the 70s. And he approached one student. He was 17 years old. And the devotee was very kind, very personal, and yeah, very friendly. And this student, he noted that. He didn't, the bum's rush, you know, just sell me something and go on to the next person. But he was very personal and friendly. 2 years later, this same student, he saw another devotee in Florida. And again, the devotee was very friendly, very kind. Yeah. And this student was like, wow, these people are really nice. Nice people. So he asked the devotee, do you guys have a center around here? Said, yeah, yeah. So he gave him the address, and he went to the temple there in Gainesville. And again, he was impressed. The devotees are so nice. And he ended up staying. He's still a devotee. Didn't read one line of Prabhupada's books. Didn't hear Harinam. He was just impressed by the devotees, by their kindness. And he just thought, well, I want to be like these people. Became a devotee. Yeah. So this is very important. Sometimes when you're distributing books, you might distribute one to somebody and he comes back and says, you know, I'm not really into this. Can I have my money back? And can I give you the book back? Immediately just give it back to him. We used to, in the early days, we were so immature. We learned a lot. My Sankirtan leader said, if anybody comes back asking for the money back, tell him somebody comes by every hour and collects the money, you don't have any money on you. It's terrible. So I distributed one to a young man, and the mother came back later. I had been distributing books for like 1 month. I didn't know anything. I just, you know, my Sankirtan leader said to, you know, say this, and so I said, well, ma'am, you know, someone came by and collected the money. I don't have any money on me. And she said, oh, come on, give me the money back. You know, I just stuck to it. And then the worker sitting next to me said, give the lady the money back. Oh, okay, I gave the money back. But this is horrible, you know. So we didn't have any training. So we want everybody to walk away with a good impression. So if we argue, well, no, you know, it's going to be bad karma. You know, you take the money back, you know, or argue with them, or better just give it back to them. Because if they leave with a bad impression, then they tell so many of their friends, right? And they remember that. They remember that for years. Even I've met people, they've had, you know, they remember bad experiences they had with devotees 30 years later. First impressions are lasting impressions. So we want everybody to walk away with a good impression. The golden rule on Sankirtan. Okay? So therefore, also, you know, we had to be very, very friendly, concerned about their spiritual life. The nice thing I like to mention is Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's been here a few times. A few times. He's the jewel, as you all know. He was distributing books in Hawaii, and he told me that he was distributing books, and he approached one couple. Did he tell you this? In Hawaii, and there were Christians, and they said, no, you know, we're Christians, we're not very interested. And he said, well, okay, well, I want to thank you for giving me your valuable time, and I hope you have a wonderful day today. And again, thank you. And then they left and came back a half hour later. And they said, you know, you're such a gentleman. We changed our mind. We'll take a book and we'll give you a donation. Yeah. So this is first class. Yeah. Devotee means, Prabhupada said, perfect gentleman or perfect lady. So we have to go out there with to make friends. Actually, book distribution is so nice. Once you get into it, it's just like so nice. Just meeting people and telling them about Krishna and giving them books. And it's just such a wonderful activity. Yeah. And if we get into it, you'll feel the reciprocation. In another purport, Prabhupada says the easiest way to get realization of Krishna is by going out and preaching the message of Krishna. We all want realization of Krishna, right? So Prabhupada gives us many nice hints on how to advance nicely in Krishna consciousness. Krishna very easily gives realization of him when we go out and preach, because this is our family business. Krishna comes here to this world to preach. He's a preacher also. And he's constantly doing it. You know, the Nitya Leela. Krishna finishes one pastime here, and this, you know, he goes, and then it goes and it starts again. So he's constantly speaking Bhagavad Gita. As soon as he finishes speaking the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, it's starting somewhere else. He's constantly speaking the Bhagavad Gita. So if we're going out and we're giving the Bhagavad Gita, trying to help others, Krishna's very pleased. And there's even a statement, tapyante lukatapena sadhava prayasojana. That it's very common for devotees of the Lord to accept voluntary austerity to help relieve the suffering of the people in general. And this is considered to be the highest method of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the highest worship. We have pujaris doing the worship, offering artiks, and they're cooking for the deities, and but this statement says that this is the highest worship. These are the best pujaris. Because how many people come here to the temple in Chicago? Even Janmashtami, how many people will come? Maybe, what, 2,000 or 3,000? Yeah. And how many people live in Chicago? 10 million. And a very small percentage. So not many people are coming to see Krishna. So we bring the deity out to the people, because the books are none different than the deity. Absolute. Some Sankirtan devotees, they wanted to install deities in their Sankirtan van. And Prabhupada said, not necessary. Just worship the books, because the books are none different than Krishna. Absolute. So we're bringing the deity out to the people. And then they hear about Krishna, and then they come to the temple. How many of you came because you got a book? Huh? Okay, about half. I didn't. Did you know anything about deities before? I didn't know. I knew nothing. So I read the Bhagavad Gita, and then, oh, this is good. This is good. I was convinced. This is the absolute truth. So I was just, now what's the next step? What, you know, what to do? So then Krishna directed me to devotees, and I went to the temple. So books attract people to Krishna. Books change people's lives. And Prabhupada used to say how the communists, they never went to India. But they printed communist information in 9 different languages and had them sent all around India. And now there's only one communist state left in India now, but there were a few recently now and just ended, from, thank God, in West Bengal. But literature changes people's lives. Of course, that changed people's lives in a negative way, but we're trying to change people's lives in a very positive way by giving this transcendental knowledge out to the people. Yeah. So it's very important, because people, they don't have any knowledge, real knowledge. They go to the universities, they get technical knowledge, they get knowledge of business, how to make a lot of money, engineering. But do they get any knowledge of the soul? Knowledge of God? which is the most important. The most important knowledge, Rajavidya Rajaguyam, the king of knowledge, most secret of all secrets. They're not getting the most important knowledge. Just like imagine if they're, you know, all over the world, you know, here in Chicago also they have these green nurseries. You know, they sell plants. They sell trees and things. And so these trees are in these pots. And the idea is that people are going to buy the tree and they're going to plant it in their yard and it's going to grow into a big tree. But sometimes people don't buy the tree. So the roots, what happens to the roots? They're just growing against the pot, the wall. So it gets stunted. So it can't grow properly. And I'm sure even the tree doesn't grow the way it would if it was roots were able to go freely. So it gets stunted. So similarly, in the educational system all around the world, people aren't getting the most valuable knowledge. Who we are. Who God is. What is the goal of life. So people are stunted. They can't grow properly. So we're giving them an opportunity to grow spiritually. Because that's who we are. This body, we're not this body. Yeah. We're the soul within. So by giving this knowledge out to people, they're able to grow. Not limited to this materialistic atmosphere. They can grow so much that they can, there's a statement, Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Beej, that the living entity is wandering throughout the universes, becomes very fortunate, he comes in contact with a spiritual master, and from him, he receives the Bhakti Lata Beej. And this seed of devotional service, it's watered by hearing and chanting. And if one hears and chants very nicely, very purely, then this Bhakti Lata Beej, this plant of devotion, it grows. And it grows. It's a subtle plant. And it penetrates the universe, believe it or not. And it goes all the way to the spiritual world. So this is real growth. This is spiritual growth that people aren't aware of. So we want people to become aware of how they can grow spiritually and be really happy. This is one thing I tell people, that this book teaches about how you can be happy from within. Inner happiness. Yeah. So that's what this is. Yeah. And therefore Krishna says, one whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is already liberated in the Supreme. And he attains the Supreme. Sarva sukhino bhavantu. This is an interesting statement. This is our mission statement. That we just want to see that everyone becomes happy. Sarva sukhino bhavantu. Isn't that a nice mission? We just want to see everyone become happy. Of course, it's not going to happen, but we can try our best. Prabhupada said our movement will always be small for four reasons. Anybody guess? No gambling, no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex. He said for this reason, we'll always be small. It's not easy. But if someone can do it, then they can attain the internal happiness. So continuing. I mentioned something about good sadhana. It's very important before you go out on book distribution, all your rounds are chanted. Very important. I mean, you've all had the experience that if you chant your rounds in the morning before, let's say, Guru Puja, your japa is much better. Isn't it? you chant, you know, you got 8 rounds left throughout the day. Each beat is like a ball of lead, you know, just trying to, so difficult. You know, just, because you know, you're talking to people, you're doing this, you're doing that, you just can't. They're the sloppiest rounds in the whole day. After breakfast, just terrible, isn't it? Horrible. Actually, believe it or not, Prabhupada said the best time to chant your japa before Mangalartik. So that's a tough one. But Yamuna Devi, she did that. She would wake up every day at 2 o'clock. And she's one of the saintliest devotees in our movement. So it's very good to chant as early as you can. And then try to have some time to read. Before you go out on book distribution, read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this, it inspires us. Sometimes devotees ask me, Vijay, how is it you've been distributing books so long? I read the books. I'm inspired. I want people to get this knowledge. Yeah. It's very important that people get this valuable information. And if you read the books, you'll be inspired. There's one instance where the Sankirtan devotees in Germany were telling Prabhupada about all the success they've had in distributing books, telling them, you know, big numbers, and thinking Prabhupada's going to be very pleased. And he was pleased. But then he asked him, but are you reading the books? They said, well, Prabhupada, you know, we're traveling so much, we're distributing, we're cooking, we're doing this, we have so little time. And then Prabhupada said, then what is the use? Because he knew if you don't read the books, you're not going to have strength. This solidifies our conviction, our desire, by hearing. Another interesting I think I mentioned this already the other day. So another thing is, when we're distributing, we should approach people and try to see beyond the body to the soul. Not easy, but try. It's good. And the super soul. There's one devotee in England. It would be 3-1. He would have this meditation that the super soul in my heart wants the person to take the book. The super soul in his heart wants him to take a book. I want him to take a book, and only the soul in his body doesn't want to take the book. So it's 3-1. It's a nice meditation. He was distributing a lot of books just in this meditation. It's transcendental meditation, meditating on the soul, super soul. And so, yeah, we got to transcend the body. And again, this good sadhana helps us to transcend. It's also good to learn verses that helps you have good consciousness on book distribution. I just mentioned some. And I mentioned something about prayer. So we not only pray to Krishna, we could pray to Prabhupada. And not only when we go out on book distribution, like tomorrow we're going to be going out on book distribution. So you can start tonight, before you take rest. Krishna, please help me to have sincerity so I can distribute some books tomorrow when I go out on book distribution. At Mangalartik, pray to the deities. Pray to Prabhupada. Pray to Tulsi Devi. Pray to the Sankirtan devotees. Pray to your spiritual master. It's all about prayer. Internal. Internal service. Yeah. And people have a sixth sense when they see that we're sincerely trying to help them in their spiritual life. They feel it. So pray for sincerity. And when they see that you're not serious, that there's something else happening up there, you're not actually trying to help, then they're just not interested. There was one devotee distributing books in Europe, and he approached one young man, and the young man, he said, "You know, I'm really into this. I loved everything you've said about this book. And I want the book, but I'm not going to get it from you." He felt so bad, because he knew it was because he was in bad consciousness. He wasn't in good consciousness. He wasn't trying to help people, just material consciousness. He felt so bad, he didn't take a book. So, good sadhana is so important. It cannot be emphasized enough. Sadhana bhakti. Okay, let's see what else here. Okay, any questions so far on this? Yes, Prabhu.
So when approaching somebody, you know, like if you're at a university or a downtown, when you stop somebody, what do you... Like,
oh yeah, that's always the question. How do you stop them?
How do you stop them? What do you say to get somebody to stop, whether male or female?
Okay. Well, like if I'm in California, I mostly distribute in California. So I'll tell them, excuse me. Now that's the first thing I say is, excuse me. They don't know what you're stopping them for. And then I stop. And then if they stop, I'm from Florida. Where are you from? Because I joined in Florida. So actually, I was listening to a lecture. Prabhupada, he said, when you first meet someone, it's very common that you first, hey, where are you from? And what do you do? It's a very common thing when you first meet somebody. So that's when I started using that line. First thing I say is, excuse me. And if they stop, then I tell, I'm from Florida. Where are you from? The good thing about a question is it has a hook on it. It's got a hook, so it stops people. Oh, I'm from Chicago. Oh, yeah, here, check this out. That's another thing. We have the don'ts also. There's the do's and the don'ts. So one of the don'ts is that we don't just say, like, I grew up, I was taught like this. Here, you get one. We're passing these out. But what is that? What impression is that? What is the impression? It's free. Yeah, here you get one. We're passing these out. And then we show them the book, and then we ask for a donation, and then they don't give a donation. Then we take the book back. We take the free book back. We have a terrible reputation for that. It's so bad. I'll tell you something that happened at a university in California. I had a book table, and when you professor came up, he saw the books, and he said, oh, you're Hare Krishna? I said, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're the people that give out the free books, and then when we don't give you a donation, you take back the free book. I said, yeah, that's us. Yeah. That's us. It's not good. So there's other ways you can present the book. Here, check this out. We're showing these to people. Don't say, here you get one. We're passing these out. Here, this is for you. It makes it seem like, you know, that's what you say when you give out pamphlets, which are for free, or flyers. Here, you get one. We're passing these out. Take one. These aren't pamphlets. We want something in return. So we shouldn't give the impression that it's for free. Okay? What do you say when you? What do you first say when you stop them? Oh, that's a good one. Do you say "excuse me" also? Excuse me, are you a student? Yeah. Excuse me, are you a student? When you're doing the colleges, yeah. When you do the colleges, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not doing colleges? Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? That's cool, yeah. It's good to be cool, yeah. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes when we show the book, people seems to walk away like from us, even before we approach them. So would you recommend not showing the book and start the conversation?
Now, are you saying the first thing you do is you show the book?
Yeah, even if they see the books in our hand, some people like try to be away from us.
Yeah, don't like have it, you know, right there. You know, we just have it to the side. They don't know, because as soon as they see the book, oh, this guy's going to try to sell me a book, yeah. So just have it to the side, and then excuse me. And then after you've had the little exchange, well, here, check this out. Sometimes I see devotees just like, you know, here, you know, just which, you know, also makes it kind of like, seem like it's a free, so it looks just like a pamphlet. If you're holding out a pamphlet, people just grab it and walk on, right? So sometimes devotees have the book like that, and they grab it, and they're, no, you just got to get a donation. And I've seen it. I just saw it in England. You know, he's walking along with a guy 50 yards trying to get the book back, you know, because he made it look like it was for free. And it's very embarrassing. It doesn't look good at all. So, okay.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu.
Two questions. The first one, that a lot of times devotees think, well, I'm not a book distributor. I don't have the nature. It's not really my thing. So how to overcome that type of mentality that, yeah, it's a great service, it's nice, but I tried it, you know, it's not me.
Well, Prabhupada wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. He wanted, just like in many countries around the world, everybody's got to do 2 years of military. Everybody in the country. So you know how to fight if there's a war or something. So Prabhupada also wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution sometime. And it's true, not everybody. It's not everybody's full-time service, obviously. But at least he wanted everybody to learn how to distribute and to spend some time distributing books. Because it is our family business. It is our most important activity. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, then distribute books. So, yeah, it's true. It's not everybody's service. Very few devotees have been able to continue, you know, year after year after year after year. But everybody should at least spend some time distributing books. And pretty much throughout our society, it's like that. Everybody, practically. If you've been in the movement for 3 years, you've spent some time distributing books. Everybody, practically. With some exceptions. Because it's so important. And maybe some will turn out to be full-time book distributors, but very, very few. Very few. It's not easy. The false ego doesn't like it. The main austerity is getting many no's. But actually it's good. It's good for the false ego. The false ego is one of our main obstacles. So it's actually very good. Yeah. If we can tolerate the no's, then we're doing real good. Rejection is good. purifies. Like there's one devotee. If he heard someone glorifying him, he would run away. And if someone was criticizing, then he would listen. It's good. Good for the false ego. You had another question? Did that answer your first question?
Covered both of them.
Oh.
But it seems also that devotees, book distribution just seems like such an important service to advance in Krishna consciousness. But a lot of times we see those who are leaders or big preachers, they've gone through that kind of the battlefield. And then, you know, based on those realizations, then they're able to really go deeper into their spiritual life. So it seems like on one hand it's a few, on the other hand it's, in my experience, it's really been an essential service to progress in Krishna consciousness. It's not easy to be a devotee in Kali Yuga. It's really difficult. When you got to go out on the streets, though, book distribution gives you this special kind of mercy, you know, from Prabhupada, that maybe, you know, some distributors say they've done a lot of services, but there's something unique about going out on book distribution. So,
what was that last part? I didn't get that last part.
I've heard from a lot of distributors that they've done a lot of different services, but there's something unique about going out on book distribution.
Oh yeah, practically without exception, you meet someone that was previously a book distributor, they'll say the best years of their life was during book distribution, because that's when you really surrender. Yeah, it's so important. Prabhupada was with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 1935 or 1934, at Radhakund. But what did Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instruct Prabhupada to do? If you get money, print books and distribute. So that says a lot. At the most sacred place in all the universe, he's instructing Prabhupada to print and distribute books. It's very important. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. So we're trying to help people hear about Krishna. It's very auspicious, very important. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was just wondering if you could speak a little bit about dress code. Is it okay to go in a sari? Usually I don't go in a sari, but I'm wondering, maybe there might be some benefits. It might stand out. It might be colorful, and you know.
Dress is according to one's taste. Whatever you want. If you feel comfortable wearing sari, fine. If you feel comfortable wearing Western dress, fine. So I just, yeah, it's just, it depends on you. You know? Some devotees do very good wearing this devotional dress, and others wearing Western dress. It's up to one's taste. Yeah.
Do you think it could become a target for authorities, or you know, maybe it might not? It might bring unwanted attention.
Yeah, if you're distributing books at a university and you're not, then you're going to get caught and asked to leave.
Because I mean,
according to something like concert, also you're not allowed to work at a concert. So obviously you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. So wherever it's legal, then you choose whatever you take. But if you're not allowed to go there and do that, then obviously you wear a Western. You've got to use common sense.
Yeah, it doesn't say, like, for a sari, you know, a sari kind of looks, it can look like a normal, you know, like a normal dress for a woman kind of. I mean, if she wears a jacket, you can't even really tell. But for men, the dhotis, you stick out really.
Yeah, not many women wear saris nowadays. So, yeah, you really stick out more, that's true.
It's a public place, isn't it?
But Exactly. Yes, you have a question.
So, I feel like one of the reasons...
Put the mic to your mouth.
I feel like one of the reasons I don't go out is because I have a lack of faith of how important book distribution is. So I was wondering if you can expand a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just mentioned quite a bit about the importance of book distribution. I hope that sunk in. That didn't go in one ear and out the other. That's what the whole class has been about, practically. So, yeah. People are in ignorance. They don't know. They have no idea who they are, what the goal of life is. There's one instance where one young man, he was riding his bike and fell down. And he got amnesia. Couldn't remember anything. Zero. Nothing. So, picked up the bike and he's walking along, not knowing where he's going. Didn't know where he lived. Nothing. Didn't know his name. Total amnesia. Like a lot of people now, people have amnesia. They don't know who they are. They think I'm John Doe of Michigan or something, but no, it's just an illusion. So people have amnesia. So this boy is walking along, and one devotee sees him. So he says, "Hey, how's it going? Where are you from?" "I don't know. I just wrecked my bike. I have amnesia. I don't know anything. Zero." The boy said, "Whoa. Well, I'll tell you who you are. You're the eternal servant of Krishna." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, at least I know something now." So he was pretty ripe for hearing about Krishna. Krishna just took everything away of him. So this devotee preached to him for a while, and he kind of took him under his wing, and he took him to his apartment, and he stayed with him, helped him along in Krishna consciousness, and became a devotee. Became a big book distributor. And then he wanted to find out who he was. He found out who he was spiritually. Then he wanted to find out who he was materially. So he wrecked his bike near the school in UCSB. Santa Barbara. So he had a picture taken of him, and he put these flyers, maybe 20 flyers around the school, and said, if you know me, please call this number. I have amnesia. I don't know who I am. So about 10 people called up. Yeah, I know who you are. So he found out who he was, and he found out who his parents were and everything eventually. And it turns out he was a big atheist before. And Krishna just covered him up, just covered it all up, and became a devotee. True story, yeah. So amazing things happen. Book distribution is a real adventure. Amazing things happen. I was distributing books one time in the Miami airport and approached one family, husband, wife, little girl about 8 years old. I was showing the book to them, and the lady, she really wanted the book. So she told her husband, "Hey, buy this book for me. I want to read this book." He said, "Nah, you're not going to read it. Come on, let's go." No, I really want to read this book." "Yeah, not going to read it. It's going to sit in the bookshelf. You're not going to read it. Come on, we're going to miss our flight. Let's go." No, I want this book. Get the book for me." "Nah, let's go." She got upset and just walked away. And the husband and the little daughter are standing there, and the little girl looks up at her father and she says, "Daddy, I hate you." Yeah. It's a heavy thing for a daughter to say this. So the man pulled out $10 and gave it to me. And the little girl grabbed the book and she went running down the aisle. Mommy, mommy, I got the book, I got the book. I hope it didn't cause a divorce. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Yeah. Okay, yes. Behind you. Behind you.
I have two questions, actually. The first one is about book distribution in the suburbs. It seems like there's very, very, very few avenues for book distribution in the suburbs. Practically speaking, the only thing that I'm aware of is...
Door-to-door?
Yeah. Is that the only option?
Door-to-door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would do book distribution on the sidewalk help at all, or
not many people? You go to the suburbs. Very little traffic. Yeah, maybe one person every 45 minutes or so.
Because I was thinking about, you know, people who come to like the post office in the suburbs, especially on a Saturday, for example.
If you can do it legally.
So I got the information that it's not legal to be in front of the post office, but to the side of the
post
office.
It's a public place. If you have a lawyer here, you might be able to, he might be able to work that out for you.
A lawyer?
Yeah, it's a public place. First Amendment right. You know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We used to go to post offices and DMVs and distribute books for years. Yeah, it's a public place. You just have to get permission.
Do we have to get permission from the post office before we do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one more question?
I'm sorry, I blanked out.
Okay, give it to him. I think he had one more.
You had one, right?
Or two more, maybe two more.
Yeah, I have
one. All right, two more.
All right. Seems like... From my personal experience, there's like so much fear in approaching people and talking about like so much depth and like with these books, there's so much depth, and it's like seems like such a big deal to get these books out, and there's so much like tension at first. I was wondering if you can like say how you got over that tension and like fear.
Yeah, you get over it after a while, you know, just like anything, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, you just get over it after a while. Then you feel comfortable. You know? Just like with anything, you know, you, in the beginning you might be a little, you know, rusty at it. So as you continue on, you get better at it. Especially with working with the public. Yeah, you just, it just becomes like second nature as you continue. You get over it. Yes.
How important is...
Just one thing that came to mind. If you have good sadhana, then you're on you get on a spiritual platform, and then you can approach others on this spiritual platform. You know, a soul approaching a soul. Then you go beyond the mind. And the mind is one that, you know, all this fear and anxiety is coming from the mind. So you got to, you know, transcend the mind. Platform of the soul. Yeah.
How important is books compared to Harinam? Because I feel like there's, you know...
Yeah, they're both very important. Sides. Both should go on. But Prabhupada said, this is the Brihat Mardanga. Of the two, book distribution is the most important because when you distribute, when they do the Harinam, they don't really know what it's about. But when you give the book, they're getting the holy name and they're getting the information of why we chant Hare Krishna. And I distributed books in the airports for 16 years, and so many people became devotees from books they received from me that went to other countries. So that's why he called it Brihat Mardanga. It's the big Mardanga. You know, they're hearing the holy name from a place, you know, thousands of miles away from where they received the book. So Brihat Mardanga. Okay? Okay. Now tomorrow we're going to be going to, where are we going? Napa or something like that? There's some. If anybody wants to come along, we're going to have another book distribution meeting. You can speak to the Sankirtan leader. What's his name? Yeah, speak to him. If you want to come, we're going to have another meeting at, I think it's Napa. Huh? Naperville. Yeah, Naperville. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Tomorrow. No, we're going to give a seminar on book distribution. That'll be part two tomorrow in Naperville. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Also, if you want to join us on book distribution tomorrow, leaving at 10:30, I don't know. Talk to the Sankirtan leader. I don't know where we're going. Okay? And then now we'll come back to the temple, take prasad, relax, and then go there. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai. Oh, what is this here? Before you go, Ramya Rag, is that right? Ramya Rag, right? All right. Whoa, Thermarkya. Thermarkya. You better straighten that out, boy. I don't know that I can't read that at all. Read it. Put it down here in clear lettering. I can't read that at all.
It doesn't have to be so close.
Thank you.